Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she must be a little bad.
Well, Stevie Ray bringing us back 17. 17 till the hour. 43 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Lee Stollard. Michael is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. He is the CEO of E Pluribus Partners, and we're talking about leadership and how to get how to instill esprit de corps, a sense of something greater than themselves in your folks and the people that you deal with. You know, Michael, you were talking about different words that people use. The Greeks have one of their words for love is agape.
Right.
And I think of that. Love. I think of that when I think of agape, I think of love for somebody that you don't know, or somebody who's not tied to you in a family way or whatever. You know, and love could be just being dedicated to something else, something larger than you. When I think of agape, I think of it that way too. Sort of being dedicated, maybe even a little bit of self-sacrifice to something other than yourself. And I think that's what leaders do, don't you?
I do. And, you know, Jim, that once again, our minds are thinking alike this morning. That's a perfect lead into the next element that really creates this team spirit. And it's what I call value. In other words, the people feel valued. And just, you know, consistent with our theme this morning, drawing on military leadership and some great leaders, we have an article on your website, too, that we just added about Admiral Vern Clark, who is the former chief of the Navy from 2000 to 2005. Now, Admiral Clark really, he became the second longest-serving chief in the U.S. Navy's history, really had a huge impact on naval preparedness and improving the Navy's culture. And one of the things he did many things, but one of the things he did was when he met young sailors, he knew that they wanted to show what they could do. But he felt that the Navy wasn't really living up to its promise to train, to encourage, to mentor these young sailors, to help them acquire the skills and keep them motivated to do what they were capable of doing and wanted to do. And so he went out and he spoke to the master chiefs, who were the leaders of the enlisted class, and he told them a story. He said, when I became an officer, I had a master chief on board who came up to me, a guy named Chief Leedy, and he put his arm around me and he said, you know, Mr. Clark, I like you, and I'm going to help make you a fine officer and leader. And so this older, experienced mentor chief mentored him, and Admiral Clark said to the master chiefs around the world, he said, I need you to do for these young sailors what Chief Leedy did for me. And if you mentor and encourage and train and help these young sailors under our command who have sworn to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, if we live up to our promises and do that, then they'll show us what they're capable of doing. And that's exactly what
happened. And that cost the Navy nothing.
That's right.
That's the thing about leadership, folks. It costs you nothing.
Yeah,
it's powerful. It's the most powerful thing you can do, and it costs you nothing but a little time and intention and inclination.
Yeah, so making it very practical, you know, sit down with your direct reports. Ask them, you know, here, let's look at your objectives for the year and what you're trying to accomplish. And we want to see what you're capable of doing to help our business here together. And, you know, what can I do as your supervisor to help you? You know, is there training? Is there coaching? How can we really strengthen and progress you in your career to really show us what you're capable
of
doing?
We're so busy, Michael, getting the boxes out the door. We're so busy, you know, prospecting and selling and counting beans and fighting, you know, competition and fighting the government et cetera, et cetera. We're so busy doing all those things that sometimes we don't realize that the best way to fight them is to have a healthy organization. Sometimes we have to let, you know, sort of step away from the boxes and the beans and focus on the people, because that's how you solve these things, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so taking the time to sit down with your direct reports and telling them you expect them to do the same thing with their direct reports, so it really cascades down throughout the organization. If you take the time to do that, you'll find that they have more energy and they'll be more productive. And they'll just you'll sense a greater team spirit across mm-hmm. the team. People will be more cooperative. They just need to you need to invest the time to do that. And in the end, you'll be even more productive.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, imagine how those young people are going to feel about being included like that, about being taken under the wing like that. And imagine the kind of leader you're going to be growing. I mean, isn't that the key to leadership? Is to create other leaders? Isn't that one of the great products of leadership, is to create other leaders?
Yeah, then it becomes reproducible and helps sustain the organization.
That's right.
It really becomes, as a leader, it becomes your legacy then, when your values and practices are continued on in the organization.
You know, in big companies, folks, things that a leader, a CEO or a vice president or whatever level they are, one of the things that they're evaluated on is whether they have anybody working for them who would report to them who could take their place, and how many, isn't it, Michael?
Right, and it's a sign of humility, isn't
yeah.
it, and wisdom to do that, to be building into the next generation mm-hmm. and helping your leaders show what they can do.
Absolutely. Michael, give us the website, please.
My website is epluribuspartners.com. It's based on America's motto, e pluribus unum, out of many one. You know, how do you get the many to act as one?
Mm-hmm.
So epluribuspartners.com.
And the book Fired Up or Burned Out is available there and wherever books are sold, right?
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break right back. We're going to talk some more about leadership when we come back. And right after these messages, Tintail, stay with us.
Girl, to call my own.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.